نبينا وحبيبنا وأبينا وقائدنا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الأمين وعلى كل من صار على جواره واقتفى آثاره بإحسان إلى يوم القرار والخلود والغربات والدين. أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My presentation is contained in about 7 items, but now the moderator, what he said, it appears I'll not be able to have them all said and presented due to time structure. If I had known this from day one, I will handle the situation. But briefly, number one, I have the meaning of the word family. Number two, the Muslim family that is qualified. The family here is talking about Muslim family, so there is a kind of qualification here. And number three, the importance of family in Islam. And number four, some manifestation features of crisis in the end of Muslim family. Number five, the causative agents of those problems and crises in the family. And number six, the remedial steps. And number seven, Al-Khatima. Wa nas'alullaha al-Khatima. This briefly captures what I have here for this presentation. But in the light of what you say, I have to manage the situation. Wallahu waliyu tawfiq wal hadi ila sawa'i s-sirat. Something comes to speak. Today, being from the second day of the month of Rajab, the seventh month in Islamic calendar, some few days to the month of Ramadan, that is 23, the month of February 2022, sorry, CE and not AD, I haven't said this. Sheikh Akhi, the word family is defined by a source as a group of persons united by the ties of marriage, blood, or adoption, constituting a single household and interacting with each other in their respective social positions, usually those of spouses, parents, children, and siblings. This is the first definition. From Islamic epistemological analysis, family in Arabic is taken from al-asr, al-asr, ayna. Hamza, Sinun, Ramun, Ta'asar. And this one does not occur in the Quran clearly. Allah says, نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاهُ وَشَدَتْنَا أَسْرَهُ. The ulama say, أَسْرَهُ means strength. So from this word, أَسْرَهُ, أُسْرَ is taken. Meaning family in Islam is human unit, if you like it. That is strengthened. That is strengthened, encouraged, and given the power. Now we're talking about those strength and power are being eroded because of crisis, time, and time. What are those crises? But Prophet has said, you know the meaning of family in Islam? Linguistically, just something strong. From the technical aspect of it, family in Islam can be appreciated in this setting. One of them says, Al-Usra tu'addu al-Usra fi Islam, al-Ladin al-Ula, wa hajr al-Asad, al-Ladin yatakawalu min al-Mujtama. That is, family in Islam is the basis, is the human unit of which all lives are due. The Quran talks about this in many places, like in Surah 2, At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, verse number 71, where Allah says, translation, the believing men and believing women are friends of one another. They advocate virtue, forbid evil, perform the prayers, practice charity, and obey Allah and His Messenger. be Allah al-Hamad be unveiled. Allah is noble and wise. Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 7.1 translation. So it is getting the essence of Islam. It's a kind of a get together, man and the woman. Before you talk about any trouble, crisis, look at the deeper sense of what causes those things. By the time marriage is not looked at as an act of ibadah, then you are still a fault. If a man looks at a woman, he is attracted by just physical appearance, her money, her wealth, her whatever. Religion is thrown to the garbage, definitely you are going to really nothing. Because to every action, there is a action. That is why, in hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he says, woman is married because of four things. لِحَصَبِهَا وَلِجَمَالِهَا وَلِمَالِهَا وَلِدِينَهَا It is عَلَيْكَ بِذَلِكِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَا Woman usually is married because of four factors. Her family background, her beauty, her wealth, and her religious conscience. Then he says, go for the one that is not fair. Otherwise, you end up biting your finger. Now today, marriage has been now, allow me to say, materialized. If she is millionaire, she has money, her father is X and Y, then you marry her. Religion is left behind. Here comes the beginning of the quagmire, the trouble, the crisis. Now, in Sahih al-Bukhari, the hadith of Muslim, hadith number 2586, the Prophet ﷺ says, the example of the believers in their love, compassion, and affection, just like one human body, the head helps the two. They come together to produce one reality. That is how family is. Family is made of the man marrying the lady and the lady marrying him. Because of it, in chapter number 25, verse number 54, Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا It is Allah who created man from water. He made him connected through blood, genealogy, and through marriage. They cannot say in Chitaron, Wakiwaki Shinkafa Shinkafani. To abundantly teach you a good belief in the Kafada, doing the kind of bilingual, sort of. It ain't an Amagane Iyani, Mutaloli Iyani, the Kishin Hankali the Kitiki. Sai mun koma zuwa ga menene ya haifar da waɗannan matsaloli. Saboda ita matsala ba ta haifar kanta da kanta, akwai kowarta da Ubanta aiki. Ba shi duk maganar sai an koma zuwa ga aure a kalle shi holistically. Lokacin da mutum ya yi aure saboda kyau, fuska kawai ya kalla. Nuna rana kawai ya kalla. Ko ita ma nuna ta kalla. Ko mota ko kuɗi ko. To za a shiga halin wayo ne ya su. Annabi Muhammad ya faɗa, yace ana auren mace don abu hudu, don kyanta da danginta da kuɗinta da addini. Amma sai ce maza, je ka aure mai addini. Hannunka za a turbaɗa shi a ƙasa. These things are there in our books, in our referential evidences, Quranically and Sunnatically, but unfortunately, we don't seem to pay attention to faith. That is number one. Number two, when you said the Muslim family, all shades of understanding spontaneously are restricted on those who follow Islam. You say Muslim family, this is the family which is qualified, the Muslim family. Okay? So by the word Muslim family, the expression contains the family, and the qualification Muslim. Now, a true Muslim does not tell a lie, does not cheat. A true Muslim, you don't be talking to other women out of the matrimony. You are cheating. As a good husband, you don't go to hotel, committing acts of practicality with other women, leaving your wife behind. A responsible father makes sure he is home early. He asks whether they have eaten. Have they read their adhkar? He tells his wife, my darling, what is worrying you? He is always smiling on her face. وَكُنْ بَشَّا كَرِيمًا ذَنْبِ فَاطِمٍ وَقِيمًا لِلَّهِ.